A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's it for today, everyone. Next time we'll learn a new kick. Class dismissed.
Yes, Miss Abby.
Abby. Goodbye, Miss Abby. Yeah, Mom. Just finished the martial arts class at Uncle Jeff's orphanage. Yep, heading home now. Wow, those munchkins sure scrammed quick. They must be starving.
Ah!
What the heck? Stop right there. What do you think you're doing to a kid, huh? Got no shame?
Look, they're wrecking the planters we set up this morning.
Smash them to make room. This whole orphanage is gonna get bulldozed anyway.
Cut the crap. Get out of here while you still can.
So sentimental. But we ain't leaving. What are you gonna do? Cry?
You're the one who's gonna cry.
Ouch! Let me go!
I didn't want to waste time on these losers, but they gotta pay for their lousy behavior.
That was awesome! But Abby, what did they mean about our orphanage getting bulldozed?
That's what I'm wondering too. Hi there, I'm Abby, a volunteer karate teacher at Southern Canada Orphanage. But before we start, don't forget to smash that like and subscribe button. Mom had me at 18 and... well, she's a single mom. Dad never showed up, but I guess he wasn't much of a good guy.
There's this event at school where we have a parent-child dance. Boys dance with their moms and girls with their...
How about Mom be your dance partner?
That would be awesome!
Mom ran a quaint little flower shop, raising me on her own. Despite hardships, our life was full of joy, and I needed nothing more. I guess I should be even thankful to Dad. Growing up without him made me as tough and strong as any guy. At 17, I decided to volunteer teaching martial arts at a nearby orphanage. 1, 2, 1, punch harder, straighter.
Abby, my arms are sore. Can we take a break?
Keep it up. Didn't someone here say that they wanted to be a national champion fighter?
Who was that? Definitely not me.
Sasha?
It's me. Sasha's gonna be a future fighter.
That's the spirit. These kids are my strength, pushing me forward whenever I feel weak. To me, this place is like second home. So the words of those thugs last night really got me thinking. The next day, when I decided to check in at the orphanage management room, someone was already making a ruckus inside.
Come on, old man. Just sign it. We're short on time. You won't lose out. We promise.
No way I'm giving up the orphanage. Find another empty lot for whatever you want to build.
You stubborn old fool. Refusing a toast only to drink a forfeit, huh?
Back off! How dare you!
This freaking orphanage is full of crazies! I'll be back. Think hard about this.
Are you okay? What's going on? I couldn't believe my ears. The orphanage was at risk of being demolished. That scumbag was a contractor planning to build a plastic factory on the suburban land. He only needed Uncle Jeff's signature on the contract to proceed. No way. I had to find a way to stop this. So one day, our orphanage got a visit from an uninvited guest.
Hey, kiddos. Want to make your awesome martial arts skills go viral with loads of likes online? Raise your hands if you're in. No takers, huh?
Sounds like a total scammer.
Sorry, could you help me out? Just a few quick shots. I got permission from Uncle Jeff.
Alright. Gang, listen up. We just gotta have fun, okay? Ignore that guy over there. Got it? That's James Bernard, a famous YouTuber with a channel of 2 million subs. And my ex. Yeah, you heard that right. Talking about my dating life is kind of a downer. You know, guys get sick of a girl who doesn't need them for anything. From opening a water bottle to taking down the creep who snatched her purse. James was probably my longest relationship. A great guy, talented and adorable. But, James, what's this?
I knew you were struggling with tuition and your mom couldn't handle it. Why didn't you tell me? I could have helped.
So you decided to play Santa for me?
Abby, I...
Of course my pride wouldn't allow that. Eventually, we broke up. A year with no contact, and now James is standing right in front of me. You can guess how I feel. Meanwhile, Uncle Jeff's all excited about these collab offers and just goes with it. What can I say to that?
Let me introduce you to Abby, our volunteer martial arts instructor. She's pretty intimidating.
Uncle Jeff!
I know. Can you show James around and help him out? He's working on a project about kid psychology and needs some material.
See you later.
This is just... awkward. Someone save me!
Shall we... go?
Alright, Abby. It's just a job. Keep telling yourself that and just do your work. 98... 99... 100! Ready or not, here I come! Hide well, guys. I can sniff you out like a lion hunting its prey. Jeez, being blindfolded, I couldn't tell up from down. Until I heard James scream and fall to the ground. Oh my god, James, are you okay?
I think it's broken. It hurts a lot.
James was rushed to the hospital. Luckily, it wasn't a fracture. Just some minor injuries. But he's still gonna need to hobble around with a bandaged leg for a while. I'm so sorry for dragging you into this. Just name your compensation. I'll handle it.
How about you be my personal bodyguard?
What the heck? Did a pot just hit his head or something?
Just for a while, until my leg's better. You know, I live alone and I'm famous. There's danger lurking everywhere.
If you're serious, my answer is no. Wait a second. What if I could use his million sub YouTube channel to influence that Russo guy? Yes, the power of media. Why didn't I think of that? I can't possibly refuse. But I have a condition. The orphanage is at risk of being demolished for a development project. And that contractor guy is pressuring Uncle Jeff. I absolutely won't let this happen. And I need your help.
As you wish, princess.
And that's how I ended up as a bodyguard for my ex. Don't think of it as good luck. I know why we broke up. But don't think for a second I'm considering getting back with him. So, what's up? Why do you need a bodyguard?
Not exactly a bodyguard. I just need you.
This isn't the time to joke, James Bernard.
So, what's your plan?
A video exposing that crooked contractor's dirty deeds on your 2 million subs YouTube channel. Isn't it obvious?
Then you've picked the right partner.
That night, James took me to a fancy restaurant. No, it wasn't a date between a client and their bodyguard. But the guest waiting for James in the VIP room blew my mind. What? Russo? What the heck, James?
This bodyguard seems awkward. Where'd you find her? Please ignore her, sir. She's new. Just here because of my broken leg. You can go out now.
What's with her attitude? I have to get to the bottom of this.
Ouch! That hurts! Abby, I broke a leg for you!
You should feel lucky that the other one's still intact. Spill it. What's your deal with Russo?
business ties. You've seen it.
I told you no jokes, James. What's your plan with the orphanage?
I'm not harming the orphanage. I won't go back on my word to help you.
Unbelievable! I feel betrayed. Why do you always make decisions on your own? Aren't we supposed to be a team?
What about you? Never trusting me. Have I ever wronged you?
Then why can't you just tell me?
I will. Just not now.
Fine. If that's how you want it, forget this partnership. I'll do it alone. Jeez, I should have known I'd end up like this. Such a waste of time.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Uncle Jeff! What's wrong? Why are you here?
They got my signature.
What? How? Abby! I'm so scared!
They used the kids as leverage. I had no choice.
Those jerks! How dare they! We've got nothing to lose now. Stop right there! Say no to the demolition! Say no to the factory! All we can do now is this, but I don't know how long we can hold out before our home is gone. Huh? Why is everyone getting quieter? Lord James Bernard never changes. Such a show-off.
Hi everyone, I'm James Bernard. What's happening here will be live-streamed on my YouTube channel. I'm about to expose Mr. Russo, the contractor behind this project.
Not my first time seeing James being cool like this, but this is definitely his coolest moment. Turns out, he's been quietly gathering evidence against Mr. Russo's shady profit-driven urban projects. That guy even scammed in real estate, grabbed land for factories and whatnot, and many had environmental discharge issues. Mr. Russo's losing it. Taking them down is a piece of cake for me. But that's not the real challenge.
Let go!
Damn it! Not this dirty trick again! They know my weakness, but this move is a huge mistake. Sasha! Kick now! Wake up, you scumbags!
You scammer!
Instantly, I make a decisive move. Haha! Forgot James's bodyguard is still here, huh?
Get out of here! Leave the orphanage alone!
So James's expose act ends successfully. The orphanage returns to its daily routine. Uncle Jeff, the kids, and I have repainted the walls, replanted the broken pots, and pruned the garden that the villains nearly had a chance to destroy. Thankfully, everything is still intact here.
Hello, Uncle Jeff! Hello, kids! Hello, Abby. Do you need help?
No. Business as usual. I still can't forgive James that easily.
Abby really likes you. When you showed up at the last minute that day, Abby's eyes lit up like this. Abby also said once that James is the coolest person in the world.
Really? Thanks, Sasha. I never thought I'd hear that again.
Carry that over there for me?
My pleasure.
Alright then, maybe I will get back together with James. But he better not expect another chance like this ever again.
Betty, stop! If you keep running after that boy, you'll be grounded for the rest of your life! I'm not coming back! Catch her! That's right. I'm running to my love. Joe is waiting for me. He... Ah! Ha! Who does he think I am? With a few basic moves, I easily knocked out the muscular bodyguard. Another one came, and the third guy, one by one. I'm coming to you.
Let's get out of here. Together.
He was about to place a kiss on my lips. Oh my gosh! This kiss, it's absolutely worth it.
Very good. Betty, you're in. Hannah was so talented, you could be the main actor too.
I hired you to perform my stunt, not steal my role. Remember that. That's right, and that's how I got into my stunt. Hi, my love, from My Diary Animated. I'm Hannah Smith. You must regret that I wasn't chosen to be the lead actor of the show. But actually, my main job required me to act better than Hollywood stars. Why? Follow me. Yep, I was a special agent. I was extremely well trained. I had high-speed reflexes, accurate judgments, and most of all, I had a very special ability.
Hannah, have you received the boss's instructions yet? Hannah, where is she?
Hell yeah, I could stay in concealment. I'm currently on an important mission. She's Betty, a superstar involved in a case I'm investigating. Thanks to the stunt casting, I could officially approach her. I thought it was easy at first, but this is probably the most difficult mission I have encountered. Not only did I support Betty in difficult action scenes, I even had to take her place in dealing with scandals. One time, when I was on a mission, I suddenly got her emergency call. Hey, Hannah, come to Milano Nail Spa. Now! You've got something to do. Damn, I remembered that I had to replace her at the salon. Recently, the press rumored that she and her husband appeared at casinos. My going there will distract the public. So I had to ask for help from my teammates and replace her at the nail salon. Hello, ma'am. Mrs. Betty ordered long nails, steamed hair. Wait, what? Long nails? Suddenly, a call from headquarters came in. I was about to pick up the phone when... When steaming, you should not wear this. Damn, I tried to use my concealment ability to quickly escape from there, but it didn't seem to work. Well, and now my long nails look horrible. They were so entangled. Here is your bill. It totals $500. It was too costly. I didn't expect that encountered such a difficult mission. I could die with these nails. It's you, you witch. You're horrible. The woman was about to rush forward in anger, but I quickly locked her hand in 1 second. Now, even her anti-fan was looking for me. Ugh, this mission caused me so much trouble. That was not the only difficulty I encountered during the mission. Before being photographed by the paparazzi, I released her and ran away from the nail salon. After that, Betty blamed me for almost ruining her reputation. One time, I received a mission to steal a document from Betty's husband. I was allowed to follow her to the minister's house party. This would be my golden opportunity to get his corrupt secret documents. Wait for me right here. I will call you at any time. Got it? When Betty entered the party, I quickly blended into the crowd. God, a lot of people mistook me for Betty. They tried to talk to me and even asked for my autograph. Phew, I finally got out of the crowd. Then snuck into the minister's office. Well, well. There was a safe room with tempered glass. Challenge accepted. I walked in and discovered a laser system. They were used to protect the dark secret inside, but nothing could make it difficult for an excellent spy like me. Suddenly, I heard footsteps. I held my breath and hid behind the wall. Thank God no one noticed me. I quickly broke into the documentation room, opened the safe, and obtained the secret documents on his corruption case. Yes! I quickly put the file in my bag and fled. I wouldn't have to be his wife's imposter anymore. Ouch! Oh, appearing in front of me is a handsome guy with sparkling blonde hair.
Are you okay?
Wow! How could he be so handsome? Suddenly, a trick made me fall to the ground. The one who did it was none other than... I told you to stay outside. She's my stunt double. Then she pushed the handsome guy away and whispered to me, "Don't draw attention. And if not, I'll fire you." Psh, who does she think she is? But I had to finish my mission. Oh, damn! The files! I immediately chased Betty and discovered Betty's affair with the actor. When he gives me all his money, we can disappear forever. My God, they cheated! Everything was so clear. How did Mr. Will not know this?
Good job. Now, I have things to do.
Simon passed by me. The thing he took out from his shirt was that file. Turns out, while bumping into me, he stole it. Damn! Had my identity been revealed? I had to find a way to get this document back. Gosh, the mission failed temporarily. I moved on to approaching Simon. What a coincidence! That day, I went to the set with Betty and Simon was there.
This is Simon. He will take the place of the male lead.
Okay. My goal would be to get close to him. Even though I knew he was a bad guy, it was my job. I did a pretty dangerous scene that I had to jump on top of the car.
When the car reaches the line, slow down. 3, 2, 1, action!
I took a deep breath and the car sped towards me. Get ready, Hannah. However, the car had crossed the line, but showed no signs of slowing down.
Stop the car, now!
I continued doing the action, but suddenly, someone rushed over and quickly pushed me aside.
Watch out!
God, I just didn't have time to do anything. If Simon was 1 second late, I must be... Wait, he just saved me? I looked at him. His elbow was injured. When Betty saw this, she hurriedly ran over. Oh my God, you're so useless!
The car has problems. Don't blame her.
I hired her for doing this. It's her job. Then, Betty helped Simon inside to rest. Because I wanted to thank Simon, and for the sake of reaching him. So while Betty was in the act, I sneaked over to Simon to talk to him. Hey, thank you. Let me help you.
You are not suited for this job.
Surprisingly, he shared the difficulties and gave me advice. He was different from what I initially thought of him. He was gentle and kind, even cared about me. But why would Simon want the document? I couldn't ask him directly. I was confused when suddenly Simon made me an offer.
Do you want to join my acting class? I had one right at my house.
Although I didn't know his purpose, it was my only chance to get that secret file back. I could protect myself anyways. So I agreed without any hesitation. Later that day, I was invited to his house for acting class. I was drinking tea when suddenly the doorbell rang. I hid in a corner when I discovered that the person who rang the bell was Betty. Just as she was about to step into the house, Simon stopped her.
You can go to the storehouse first. After I've done my thing, I'll come over later.
Storehouse? Where were they going? I quickly backed to my seat so Simon wouldn't notice. Simon, without a doubt, approached me with a very suspicious look on his face.
Let's begin the class.
He was getting closer and closer to me. I was about to punch his face when suddenly he took out the laptop bag behind me. Oh gosh, what a shame! He really taught me to study acting. He was serious about this class. I needed an excuse to run off to find the document. Come on, think! My stomach! Where is the toilet?
Go to the first floor and turn left.
Following his instructions, I ran straight and then turned left. But in front of me was not a toilet. Here led down to a dark cellar. This could be a place to hide secret documents. Not passing up this chance, I tiptoed down the aisle. And, oh my God! Everything was beyond my imagination! There was a CCTV system used to monitor Mr. Will! After all, who really was Simon? Then I found some more documents and discovered their plan to pretend to kidnap Betty to lure Mr. Will to the dark cellar. Damn! Did they intend to kill Mr. Will? God! I ran out and found that the door was locked! Damn! I was in his trap! I had to find the documents and stop their plan! Ugh, it was so heavy! What should I do now? Come on, Hannah! You're the best agent, right? Let's see what tools I had. Yes! Luckily, I always carry a mini drill with me. I tried to break the door. 1, 2, 3! Ugh! No one was here! They must have been to that storehouse. You must be faster, Hannah! jumped off the motorcycle and rushed into the cellar. Secretly watching from afar, I spotted Betty trying to wipe off her lipstick, then pretended to smudge her mascara. She was a really good actress. Very soon, Mr. Will arrived. She began to tie herself up and cried out in agony.
Oh God, please save me! Have you brought the ransom?
Ew, she was so fake. Then, Mr. Will took a suitcase running to his wife.
Where's the kidnapper? Is he in there?
Hurry up! Save me!
This stupid man would be in danger if he got close to it.
No! I wouldn't let them achieve their purpose! Mr. Will! Don't go there! What the hell? Hannah? Why is she here?
Seeing this, Simon, hiding in the corner, ran out and shouted.
Hannah! This is none of your business. Stay away!
I already know your plan. I have no intention of going to save her. Hand over the document now!
What the? I was the spy, but why was everything so chaotic? Just like me, Betty was totally in shock.
Simon! The document? Which document?
You won't get away with this. The secret agents have already surrounded the area.
Hearing that, Mr. Will seemed shocked. Taking that chance, I immediately rushed to rescue Betty.
Take this!
Mr. Will fell, and the agents rushed inside. Both Mr. Will and Betty were arrested. Phew! The mission was finally finished. Only now did Simon give me the secret files. Turns out, Simon was an agent of MI6. He discovered I was an FBI agent, so he secretly protected me. Even locking me up in his cellar was to let him complete this dangerous mission by himself. He was sent to monitor and get information about the transcontinental corruption case of Mr. and Mrs. Will. It was crazy, wasn't it? After that, my relationship with Simon became sweeter. We both got the promotion, but yeah, I was still reminded by my superiors because I had not grasped the information carefully. I realized that I needed to take a broader view of the problem for the next time. So, in life too, you should thoroughly understand the problem before taking action. Remember that.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.